How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Cotton?
I'm doing pretty good, yes.
Yeah? You looking for...
It's kind of cold, but I'm all right.
Well, I got to say, February 22nd, looking forward to catching you at the Hungry Tiger here in Manchester, Connecticut.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to be with James Montgomery.
Yeah.
And how is it sharing the stage or being a part of a show with Mr. Montgomery?
Well, me and James go way back when he was a kid. I've been knowing him pretty much all of his life. We're really good friends. And every so often I come out and do shows with him.
Must be a thrill.
Yeah, I have a good time with him.
Oh, I bet you do. Now, quickly, if we could, who are some of the fellas in your band?
On my band, I got Tom Hollins, guitar, Mark Mack on drums, Charles Mike on bass, Slam Adams on lead guitar, and I'm right in the middle of them.
Right in the middle, blowing away. Now, and when you first started, quote-unquote, opening for Sonny Boy Williamson, you were too young to be on the stage inside the club, right?
9 years ago.
You were nine, so you would have to open the show outside on the steps, right, of these juke joints?
No, they'd take me in the club.
Yeah.
On the kind of Sonny Boy.
Man,
and
I got...
This is my son, huh? Whatever he told him, you know. And then they let me, I couldn't drink nothing but Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, some water. And now you some nights did better than he did, didn't you, out on the steps? Making a few change, a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I enjoyed that more than anything in the world. That's what got me doing it today.
And aren't you glad you're not on the outside on the steps on a cold day like today?
No, I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, I'm proud of that, too. That would be terrible. But I'd still come see you. And now, one night, you played so hard that the keys in the harp fell out into your hands?
Well, the keys were... I pull the keys out of them sometimes.
Yeah?
I drum one of the keys come out of my mouth, and I spit it out.
And then you just keep on going, huh?
Well, I've changed my mind, because once one key is missing, you can't do it. You know, I just pick up another one, keep on going.
People have to be ready to boogie for this show, right?
Oh, yeah, you're going to boogie. We ain't worried about that.
We're going to be boogieing down all night long.
Cause, we're going to boogie.
You guys are going to boogie, so we'll be boogieing.
Yeah.
Are there any new albums or any collaborations that you're working on currently?
Well, I'm working on one now.
Yeah?
We're going to the studio next month.
Mm-hmm.
And try to get it all together.
All right. Any special guests on that?
Not yet. Need the band laying down tracks.
All right. That's something that I've been looking forward to. That'll be nice. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
That's all right. You keep the people waiting, they'll get hungry.
Yeah, well, I'll get hungry too if I wait too long.
Well, so you know, you had the fortunate chance to play with Mr. Muddy Waters for 12 years or so.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
And he was a pretty cool cat, right?
Oh, yeah, very good cat.
And, you know, you...
Very, very, very good band leader, and a good blues singer, and also a good guitar player.
Mm-hmm. And now, you guys were pretty friendly.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time.
You had good times. I'm glad he never held you back when, you know, when you were ready to go out there on your own.
Yeah, well, I told him that I was ready to go, and he didn't want me to go, but I wanted to do something else besides blues, so I wanted... Young boy, I wanted to do rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I respected him too much for trying to do that in his band. So I was ready to go in 1966.
I'm glad that you decided to go out on your own and do your thing, because it has changed the face of blues music, in my opinion. And we got, you know, guys like James Montgomery to build off of that. So I'm thankful you took a chance and played your kind of music.
I did too. It's been helpful to quite a few people. It's been helpful to me. Plus, I got just to do what I wanted to do.
Right, that's great. Now, are there any young blues guys out there right now that you have your eyes or ears on?
Well, it's 1,000 people out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know who's gonna do what, you know. They're out there playing. Some of them play for a while, and they just want to give it up. Some of them stick with it. So you never know who's gonna do what. I met this one young lady Her name is Grace Kelly.
Grace, okay.
She's a horn player.
Oh, really?
And I think that she's going to be the next one.
The next one, huh?
Grace Kelly, that's her name.
All right.
Look out for that name.
Look out for that name. Cotton says so. Cotton says so. Well, I want to thank you for your time.
All right, thank you so much.
And I'll
and don't forget, the James Gang will be there.
The James Gang will be there.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our boogie shoes on at the Hungry Tiger on February the 22nd. I want to thank you very much.
All right.
And I'll see you there.
All right, I'll see you on the 22nd.
All right, Cotton, thank you for your time.
With the James Gang. Bye.
With the James Gang.
Right.
Riding in.